Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Farmers voicing frustration after the Trump administration announced a $20 billion bailout with Argentina. The cash infusion allowing Argentina to sell its grain to countries like China. Nebraska soybean and corn farmer Ben Steffen says he and other farmers can't easily sell their crops this season.
It's completely undercutting farmers in this country and the marketing efforts we've created over the last 40 years.
President Trump says he may embargo cooking oil to retaliate after China stopped buying U.S. soybeans. The government shutdown now in its third week with Democrats and Republicans deadlocked on a compromise. Today, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the shutdown. Two coffins believed to contain the remains of deceased hostages were transferred to Israel for forensic testing today. Israel closed the Rafah crossing today, limiting aid into Gaza. Israel's accusing Hamas of failing to return all dead hostages, which is part of the ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Good news for people covered by United Healthcare Insurance who prefer Ascension. The insurer announced yesterday that it has reached an agreement with the healthcare system. The previous contract between UHC and Ascension ended on October 1st. UHC said on its website that it is notifying customers of the new agreement. Ascension operates facilities in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Chilton. Medicare open enrollment begins today, October 15th, and Joanne Krulatz shares tips on how you can protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the low 70s, a few showers and storms around. The weekend looks cooler. It's 55 right now.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a very important case before the Supreme Court. Will they gut what remains of the Voting Rights Act? Jim Santel, our friend and colleague, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, welcome, people. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It is time for Nightlight. It is time for us to come together as a community, as a society, and talk about really fun stuff, stuff that brings us together, like movies, TV, comedy, music, and the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And Kim Kardashian. We'll get to that
in just
a minute. I cannot
thank you.
It's
a great article. Great read. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Thank you enough for sharing that with me. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, it's
how's it going?
It feels like it is really transitioning now to fall.
Yeah, I agree. But that's okay. It was beautiful today. I woke up early to the sound of jackhammers in the street.
That's always a great way to wake up.
There's always something in my neighborhood going on. They're always fixing a street or digging up my cable line or my electrical line or something, or someone with a chainsaw, with a leaf blower. And it always starts bright and early. But that's okay. It was a gorgeous day. I was glad to be up a little early today. And fall is upon us. And it's supposed to be a nice week. It's supposed to be warm at least through the weekend, so I can dig that, you know. Did you golf today?
No, I did not.
Right.
But I still got in the gym, so that's activity.
Yeah.
That's activity at least.
I got a walk in, and I will say this. I got a brisk 45-minute walk in, and I had a moment where I thought to myself, wow, I'm walking and this is exercise to me. Like when I was your age, young Pete would have been very disappointed in old Pete. Because I was hitting it hard, you know, I was doing the weights and all that kind of stuff. And no, I take a walk now. That's my workout.
No matter what age you are, you know, getting steps in is really important.
Absolutely. I don't mean to denigrate people that walk because I'm one of them, but I kind of have a bad knee. I'm not going to run on pavement anymore. I just think it's stupid. Extra cycles bore the living daylights out of me. A treadmill, I can't do it. Yeah. I got to put a podcast on a walk, and that's the only way I can tolerate cardiovascular activity. When I was volunteering, I was in a middle school and I was running the stairs there, and that was great. I would go there at night when no one was there, just run stairs for 40 minutes. That was one of the best workouts I ever had. And weirdly enough, it was not like high impact on your knees, because when you go up, you're not really coming down hard. Then I would take my time going down, walk the hall, come back, do it again. That I miss. I almost, maybe I'll start volunteering again so they give me a fob to get into the school so I can run stairs. Other than that, honestly, like what cardiovascular workout excites you?
None of them.
None?
Yeah. Then I really only do a treadmill for a little bit to warm up.
Yeah.
And then I just like, yeah, I'm not going.
I do that thing you do though with the weights. I don't take any time in between. So I get a good 30-minute workout, but I would love to like play Frisbee Ultimate again or a game. Like that's a fun exercise, you know. Time goes by quickly.
Yeah. I guess I do shoot some hoops sometimes before a workout to get a warm up in, instead of walking on the treadmill or something like that. Because it just playing basketball is way more exciting than walking on the treadmill.
Get a couple dunks in. I hear you. A couple whirly birds. Well,
yeah, they have to lower the hoop for me first.
A 7-footer. I know there were times in my life when all I wanted to do was go out and shoot hoops. And I could do it for an hour. And now I could still do it. Like, why wouldn't I still do that? I don't know what happens to people. I guess I got a radio show, and this takes up quite a bit of my time. So I don't have as much time to shoot hoops as a middle-aged man.
You need to get one for your garage, you know?
Yeah, or we need one of those Nerf hoops in here.
Yeah, so you could shoot your paper at it.
Yeah, I could use, I need a little work on my set shot. Hey, we got a fun show tonight, folks. Recently, this was kind of a drag. MTV announced no more music channels, no more music videos, which was a little bit disappointing. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I stopped watching MTV eons ago. I don't know if people still watch it. I think now everybody's on the go. Nobody sits on their couch and watches a music video anymore, right?
No, I mean, I'll watch it on YouTube if I like the artist.
Right. Yeah, same. And so my buddy Mike Siegel told me about this. He said, yeah, it's done. No more music videos. And I said, well, we got to talk about that. Because Mike was actually a VJ on VH1 for like 2 or 3 years. So he lived that kind of cool lifestyle of the VJ lifestyle. So Mike will come on here tonight at 6:35. We'll talk about MTV, our favorite videos. You guys can get in on that conversation. You can comment, as you know, on anything we're talking about throughout the course of the show at 855-752-4842. Be part of the conversation. Mike will be here at 6:35. He also hosts a great podcast called Travel Tales. He loves to travel. He's been all over the world. He was in Des Moines, Iowa, Conrad.
And that's pretty exciting.
Have you been?
Have I been? I have not.
Okay. So Mike will be here at 6:35. Then our pal Tim Sowers drops by at 7:35 to tell us what's coming up at the Overture Center. And Tim always has great takes on TV shows. He's a very, he's kind of a cinephile and a small screenophile too. He likes his TV and movies as well as the live shows. So we'll talk to Tim about that at 7:35. Always fun. But I think tonight, I think we're going to get a good response on our question of the night. So I think we should get that. This is the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day, folks. And even if it wasn't National Grouch Day, I would still ask this question. I love this question. I love grouches. They're funny. They say funny things when they're in bad moods. I'm one of them at times. Conrad can attest to that. So who's your favorite grouch? Help us celebrate National Grouch Day and let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, X, or Facebook. Or you can text us on the app. Let us know who your favorite grouch is. This is a fun one. We got a lot of good social media responses. I'll read those shortly. All right, dude, let's get this out of the way too. The Brewers down 0-2 at home.
Oh,
they
man.
Have to win. Now they got to win 2 out of 3.
It's just.
Is it 2-3-2? We talked about this last night. I couldn't remember.
It's 2-3-2, yeah.
Okay. So they got. Now listen, here's the thing. Here's what I would say to Brewer fans. You guys took over the regular season with a really long win streak. Like, they're certainly capable to get hot enough and take 2 out of 3
yes.
from the Dodgers. And they did that already. Didn't they sweep the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium?
They swept the Dodgers in the regular season.
Okay.
But that's regular season.
Right. Okay. But
the Dodgers are just so hot right now. Like,
yeah.
Everything they do just completely they outplayed us in every single aspect of the game.
Really?
It's
I didn't see any of the game last night. I was working on other stuff, but I was kind of following it.
Well,
I was like, oh man, this
their pitcher, he did a complete game.
Did he? He went the distance?
He played all 9 innings, yeah.
Boy, that's kind of rare now, isn't it?
I think he had like three or four hits.
Whoa. Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, just, it was like watching paint dry last night, pretty much. The Brewers just kept grounding out.
Yikes.
And our Freddie was pitched really well, and then the bullpen came and kind of made it worse. And
so he'll pitch again.
Hopefully Freddie can.
The Dodgers will pitch again. Ideally, you know, if you can get past their ace and then win one more game, anything can happen if it comes back.
The thing is we're trying to get to that bullpen.
Yeah.
The Dodger bullpen, because I mean in the first game we saw they went to the bullpen and we had runners in scoring position before Bryce Durang struck out, but
okay.
It's really hard to get past those starting pitchers that they're really good for the Dodgers.
Yeah. And they're the defending champ. They've been there too. I think that means something. Like when you get in the playoffs,
they've been there many times.
True. So hang in there, crew fans. When is the tomorrow? Right.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
And then they do three in a row in LA.
They might. I don't know if they do three in a row. They might take one day off, but yeah. I believe it's back to back game three and game four. So
okay. Let's let's pivot. And talk about Kim Kardashian. Speaking of LA, and the worst it has to offer. So you saw this article. You sent it to me. It's a new line of underpants.
Yep.
And they have their thongs with fake pubic hair.
Yeah.
So now the trend was like, get rid of the hair or groom it. Now they just want it like wildfire. And these thongs, Conrad, in this picture, there's like bushy hair coming out on the side. How is that a look? Someone wants that look?
It's weird.
They should, yeah. I don't know. This is really strange.
I don't know what the team behind that yeah. design was thinking.
See, if I brought that up, I'd be fired immediately. All right, that's great, Pete. Thanks. Here's your 2 weeks. Available in 12 faux hair and thong color variations with straight and curly textures. The thongs are currently sold out. What's the matter with society? Kim Kardashian puts it out there, and you know there's a certain amount of people that are going to buy it.
Yeah. What color are you going to go with?
Well, it says, with this iconic new panty, your carpet can be whatever color you want it to be.
So you can go with like a purple?
I've always wanted to be a redhead down below. I don't. This is so weird.
The carpet. The carpet can match whatever color you want.
Whatever color your drapes are. No, this is how bored we are as a society. Like, you know, there's a much easier way to have hair down there.
Yeah.
It's just weird. People are at home. Oh, that's brilliant. No, what?
I didn't see the price for those, but I'm guessing they're not cheap either.
I bought a six pack. It was pretty, it was reasonable.
200?
They throw in a Sydney Sweeney bar of soap.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible. I just don't like her. And there's very few people, and at least some people I'll go, I don't like them, but like Mark Wahlberg, we talked about him the other day. I said I never need to see another Mark Wahlberg movie.
By the way?
Yeah.
He's doing another sequel.
To which horrible franchise?
Apple released a movie last year around this time called Family Plan. And there's Family Plan 2. They go to London.
Of course.
And guess who's the bad guy?
John Lithgow.
That would be hilarious.
Who is it?
Jon Snow, Kit Harington.
Oh, really?
Which, the whole, I looked at the comments, it's like, why is Jon Snow in this?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be in Game of Thrones. I don't get it. But I'll say Mark Wahlberg, you know, why London? What? He's got to bring that sassy Boston attitude to London. But this is like, I just don't like her. I don't think she's talented. She's good at marketing.
Yeah, I guess she is.
I don't like her mom. I don't like her stupid brother. I don't like her sisters. I didn't really like her dad.
It's just, you don't like the whole family is what you're saying.
I don't. And the dad, you knew OJ did it when you saw Kardashian's face. When they announced that verdict, he looked like he was going to faint. He couldn't believe it. So he knew that. Whatever. But you know what, folks? If you want a pair of Kim Kardashian underpants and you don't care what color hair is peeking out of them, go for it. I've got a new Halloween costume as far as I'm concerned. Okay, folks, we are coming back. We're going to read your text, our question of the night. Who's your favorite grouch? Could be me after that last little tirade. We'll share our answers with you, and I've got a really funny clip of my favorite grouch. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about foundations in caregiving. How does a parent or other caregiver manage their own emotions when their child is dysregulated?
Caregiving for someone with diverse abilities comes with real emotional weight. Our course, Foundations in Caregiving, helps you understand what's happening for them and for you. This class gives you tools to help you stay regulated in the moment, build structure at home, and reconnect with your role, not as a caregiver, but as a parent. It's self-paced, on-demand, practical, and built for real life.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations and caregiving, personalized family support planning, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit FocusOnFreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me. I was a little late getting back in the building, I have to admit, because I found two guys to be a part of our Nightlight window fund. Really good dudes. They had soccer shirts on, and they're from overseas. And I said, are you guys soccer players? And they started cracking up. Like, I just don't understand what's so funny about that. Like, they look like soccer players. Did you take the picture?
No, I forgot. No, I'm just kidding.
It's so funny when there's a language barrier. Like, I was like, why are they laughing? Like, I don't know. Maybe I said something. Maybe they heard me talking about Kim Kardashian's underpants. I don't know. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is who's your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day. And I think Con went first last night. I'm going to go first. I changed my answer. I said Walter Matthau because he's funny in everything. And he's really grouchy. He's got that kind of sad sack face. And then Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheels, posted Frank Costanza, and I changed my answer because I think Estelle Costanza is maybe the funniest person I've ever seen on TV. She plays George's mom. I'm completely blanking on her name. Her name is Estelle. Why can't I think of her name? I'll find it. But anyway, she is my favorite grouch by far and away. And I have a quick clip here. I'd like to play this. We'll do the short one right now, Con. This is Estelle because she yells out because Frank Costanza, George's dad, is selling computers out of their garage. And he offers Lloyd Braun, George's arch rival, and George, whoever wins and sells the most computers. He's trying to compete with IBM. A free water pick. And George's mom does not like that at all. Okay.
You're late again, Costanza, so listen up. Starting tonight, we're having a little sales contest. The loser gets fired. The winner gets a water pick.
You're not giving away our water pick!
know what? It doesn't matter.
That, of course, from the famous Serenity Now episode, which is hilarious. One of the funnier later episodes of Seinfeld. Let's play the other one, Con. It's like a minute long. And this is George moving back home because he's lost his job and his life has taken a downturn. It's George, Jerry, and Kramer moving George back to Frank and Estelle's house.
Careful, careful with the suitcases. We just painted.
Hello, Mrs. Costanza.
Hello, Mrs. Kramer. Close the door.
Well, I got to bring in some more stuff.
More stuff?
Yeah.
How much is there?
There's more.
So, how are you, Jerry?
Fine, Miss Costanza. Hey, I got a terrific joke for you.
Nah, not interested.
No, it's really funny. There's these two
guys... Tell it to the audience. Here, I made some bologna sandwiches.
Bologna? Nobody eats bologna anymore.
What are you talking about? Have a sandwich.
No, thanks.
Stop it. You don't want one, Kramer?
No thanks.
I think you're all a little touched in the head. You're so worried about your health. You're young men.
I really don't eat it.
What am I gonna do with all these sandwiches? Will you take them home? Give them to someone in your building?
I don't know if I feel comfortable handing out bologna sandwiches in the building.
That's so great. She is hilarious. And the one where they, the episode where they do the contest, and she comes home and finds George treating his body like an amusement park, to quote Estelle. And she throws her back out and she's in traction. Is so funny, too. I could have clipped about 10 different things of her clips. But that's my favorite Grouch. How about you, Con?
I got two. One okay. of them's kind of festive because it's getting closer to Halloween. Huh? Have you ever seen the movie Monster House?
No.
It's great. It came out in like 2006, so it was one of my childhood Halloween movies. Kind of scary for a little kid,
okay.
But you know, it was still a good movie. But this guy, his house is like alive pretty much, and he lives in it, and is played by Steve Buscemi.
Oh, I love Steve Buscemi.
And his name's Nevercracker, but he's like the classic, like, get off my lawn. So him is... up there, and then the other one is Mr. Heckles from Friends.
He's a good Grouch.
And I got a clip of you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. It's some of his good moments. And
No, Mr. Heckles, no one is making any noise up here.
You're disturbing my oboe practice.
You don't play the oboe.
I could play the oboe.
To have to ask you to keep it down.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm going to be Chandler's new roommate.
I'm Chandler's new roommate.
I don't think so.
I could be Chandler's new roommate.
But he told me over the phone.
He told me in person.
It's weird.
Well, I'm going to go into my new apartment now.
He fakes like he's going into the apartment.
He goes into it, and then Chandler comes out of his room, and
oh yeah,
Mr. Eccles is standing there sorting through his mail.
That's a good one. I love some of these responses are outstanding. Tony Zimmerman of Civic Media says, Pat Kreitlow. Check out Pat's show mornings here at Civic Media, folks, and the very funny Tony Zimmerman. That's great. On the stream, Lil Irv says Archie Bunker. Love Archie Bunker. That's a great one. He also said Clint Eastwood. Lil Irv gave us three, and I think that's Dave. I'm pretty sure that's Dave. But he said Clint Eastwood, and then also Matt Harper, rock rap artist from Green Bay here, also said Clint Eastwood. I never would have put Clint Eastwood in that category, but he is a grouch. So he's got that squinty look, like he's going to kill someone. And then Dave also says the dad from That 70s Show.
That is Red Foreman.
Yeah.
Love Red Foreman.
And a native, is he a native Wisconsinite? I can't remember.
He might be, yeah.
He might be.
I think
but
so.
We'll, all right, get folks, Kim Kardashian's on. We should have set up a deal with her. We give a discount. We give away a free pair of hairy underpants. Mike Siegel, when we come back, folks, we're talking about the death of MTV and music as we know it. At least on MTV. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There's a push from data centers in Wisconsin, including one in the Fox Valley, for tax breaks. Shali Pittman has that story.
State lawmakers are considering tweaks to tax breaks for data centers. In the state budget 2 years ago, lawmakers rolled out a sales and use tax exemption to attract data centers to Wisconsin. According to new reporting from the Center Square, that exemption led to $70 million in foregone sales tax in just the first 2 years. But the bill left out tax breaks for co-located centers, which serve multiple businesses under one roof. A bill described as a technical change would expand the definition so those centers can qualify too. One company pushing for the change is Arc Data Centers, which has a site near Appleton. They say their original law blocked them from credits and they lost business to other states.
Just this year alone, we've had 10 different customers come forward that basically said, we would love to come here. However, the lack of your tax incentive to help us is not amenable for our business plan, and we've gone to other states.
CEO John Kehoe speaking during a public hearing earlier this month. The bill is sponsored by a handful of state lawmakers, all Republicans, including Representative Robert Witke of Caledonia, a village in southeastern Wisconsin, where Microsoft was recently met with community opposition to a planned data center. The company announced it would find a different site. Wisconsin has nearly four dozen data centers throughout the state, according to a map from datacentermap.com. More than half are located in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Shali Pittman for Civic Media News.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Taylor Swift has gotten tons of attention lately, first for having the number one movie and number one album in America, and then for showing up at her first Chiefs game since her engagement to Travis Kelce was announced, making her pretty much the first lady of the Kansas City Chiefs. But if anyone saw the recent Us Weekly, they would know that Taylor's got some stiff competition, as the headline read, "Brittany Mahomes rocks white shirt and denim while kissing Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs game," and you thought it was a slow news week. If you actually take time out to read the article, she also had a red handbag and let her long blonde locks fall in soft waves. Damn, I've been trying to break that story for weeks. But if you thought that was juicy, Us Weekly recapped two of Britney's Instagram posts. That's right, folks. In America, you have the option of reading about social media posts a couple days later as opposed to reading them hot off the send button. And if all that fails, you can listen to someone make fun of the posts and the article in my Hollywood Beats. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wild. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the low 70s, a few showers and storms around. The weekend looks cooler. It's 55 right now.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month. Stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WXCO in Wausau, Wisconsin for their open house. Chad Holmes from XCO is along, as well as Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area on Politics. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
All right, let's dance. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Great to have you with me tonight as we celebrate Wednesday night like every damn night in life should be celebrated. I hope you're having a great night. And if you're not, I hope we're helping make it a great night talking about some of the things that are so much fun in life to talk about. Movies, TV, comedy, all kinds of fun stuff happening here tonight. Tim Sowers will be here at 7:35. Talking about upcoming events at the Overture Center in Madison. I cannot wait to talk to Tim, too, because he's got two really cool shows coming up. And, you know, not once has he offered me free tickets, Conrad.
That's kind of weird.
What is it? I mean, I thought we were friends, right? Tim and I get along.
Yeah, I think so.
Does he say stuff about me after he hangs up or after I leave the studio?
He says he can smell you through the stream.
Whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim will be here at 7:35 right now. Also, and our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It's National Grouch Day. We've got some great answers. We'll get to your texts soon. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome a very good friend of mine back to Nightlight. He's one of our frequent flyers. He's a comedian, a TV host, and the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a former VH1 VJ, which is perfect for what we're talking about tonight. Mike Siegel joins me over the phone. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pete. I'm glad to hear you're celebrating Wednesday, as I do every Wednesday.
Listen, every day is a gift, Mike. Whether you're wearing Kim Kardashian's new underwear with the fake hair in it or not. Do you have a pair?
I have not, but I know what's going to stuff my stocking for Christmas.
Now, they're thongs, Mike, but you can wear them backwards, too, if you want the hair part on the back. That works just fine. I know. Isn't that terrible? That's what...
Awful.
That's what they're selling. It comes with hair bursting out from the. It's just.
I gotta add it to the Kardashians, though, man. I mean, you talk about geniuses in marketing to turn that nothing wealthy, unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I think I knew what you said there. That lack of talent into an empire. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. If I could only take my lack of talent and monetize it that much.
You need to make a sex tape, I think.
Yeah.
A new one, I should say.
Attaboy.
First of all, happy belated birthday, Mike. I understand
you
had a birthday yesterday. Yeah.
Yes.
You went out and celebrated. How did that go?
It was nice. Very low-key this year. Just a little dinner and then some cocktails with friends. And, this is how old I'm getting, Pete. It was like 7 o'clock. Dinner at 5, drinks at 7.
Home by 9.
I would have thought that was the lamest thing in my 20s, but now it's fantastic.
And curl up with a good book after a night of dinner.
Oh, that's buddy.
Come on.
Big fan of the happy hour these days. Big fan of happy hour.
I sent you a text message yesterday. I don't know if you remember this. After I had moved back to Wisconsin, I went back and I stayed with you for a while because I was, I don't know, doing some stuff or whatever and pitching something. And so I was with you for like a solid week or two or whatever it was. And we went out one night and you overdid it. And I don't think you realized how hard you were hitting it. And I was watching TV and your bedroom was kind of off to the right. And I see you like trying to put on sweatpants or something. You're like hopping one way, then you're hopping back the other way. And I'm like, are you okay, buddy? And you go, man, I am effing hammered. Like you actually said that out loud. It was so funny.
I was not wrong.
Good stuff. The putting on sweatpants turned into an athletic event. It was very funny.
Oh, no. That's bad. Hey,
do you have a favorite grouch, Mike?
A grouch?
Yeah, it's National Grouch Day. That's our question tonight. I said Mrs. Costanza and Walter Matthau. I kind of had a tie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Conrad.
Matthau was one of those guys. And somebody posted like a Walter Matthau in high school photograph, like his high school yearbook photo. It's just like, you couldn't believe it because that guy was never young. You know, that's
right.
Somebody, when you think of someone who was born at 50, that's Matthau.
He looked like a sad sack when he was born.
Right? You just can't picture him as a young guy.
It's like it kind of reminds me of Larry Reeb, the comedian.
Yeah.
You know, he used to do these jokes and then he would tag him with, "That's a tip from your Uncle Lair." And I remember seeing him when I was like 20 and I'm like, this guy's like 60. No, he was like 28. Like,
right.
He just always had that older guy look, you know?
Yeah, some guys are just born old looking.
Yeah.
Old look. Steve Martin, because he went gray early, Steve Martin looked the same for 40 years.
Exactly.
Now he looks pretty good for a guy who's like almost, you know, pushing 80 or whatever he is.
No, he looks great.
But I have a favorite grouch. I don't know. I mean, Oscar's the classic, but
sure.
A good grouch. Boy, that's a boy. You caught me off guard.
How about Red Fox, Mike? He was a good one.
Oh, dummy,
big dummy.
Come on, you big dummy.
Love Red Fox.
Man, I would like to see you pull off a Sanford and Son joke today of what you could get away with.
Oh man,
Esther,
no
I will
kidding.
Stick your face in dough and make me some gorilla cookies.
I couldn't believe they said that back then. I mean, I saw that as a kid, and I'm like, oh, man, I think that was pretty mean. You know, like, it's terrible. Hey, so this is great having you here because you know, I was running some topics by you, and you mentioned that MTV stopped their music programming and video playing, and they don't play music videos anymore, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think it mostly is about the UK and Europe.
Okay.
But they had all these side channels like MTV 80s, MTV 90s, MTV Hip Hop that was still running over there, and it's all gone. I think the main MTV channel will still be running here, but, I mean, there's no music on it. I mean, it's all, like, literally ridiculousness all day long.
God, those shows are so bad.
Yeah, it's such cheap programming that but I guess it's all their audience is gone. I mean, it hasn't been about music for 20 years, but,
right?
But yeah, it was weird to see it because it was such a huge part of our lives. You know, you and I are the same age, and I remember when it came out, I sat there for hours at friends' houses. We just stared at it for hours. It
totally.
Was crazy.
I left a wedding that a friend of mine's older sister got married, and me and like two friends left to go watch the Thriller video because it had premiered.
Yeah.
And so I had recorded it. We were one of the first families with a VCR.
Oh, hey, Rockefeller.
And one of the last families to get rid of it, Mike. So we went back and we watched it like three times. Like MTV was everything back then. And just like you said, when you said that today, I said, oh, that's terrible. And I go, well, you haven't watched videos in 30 years. That's probably part of the problem, you know?
Yeah, so nobody watches it anymore. So it's, you can't be that surprised. And I think a lot of people went, wait a minute, it's still on somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you have kids? I don't, but you have kids in their, you know, 20s or whatever. Do they watch TV at all?
Well, not only typically with me, they will, if I'll say, hey, let's watch something. But yeah, they're on their phones, I would say, for the most part. My son really likes movies, so he watches movies, but mostly it's the phone, as it is with me. I mean, I still watch TV, but I'm on my phone a lot too, you know.
I'm surprised they still make music videos at all. I mean, what's in it for the band now? I mean, except, you know, it does go on YouTube and TikTok, I guess, and,
right,
you know, social medias, but that's pretty much it. I mean, there's just no market for it. I mean, I was in that when I was at VH1, it was 97. And even then, music videos were the lowest rated part of the day.
Oh,
so
really?
They buried us. Oh, yeah. They buried us like Monday through Friday from like 9 to 11 in the morning. So housewives on treadmills would watch me. And I know that because a lot of my, you know, former classmates were housewives on treadmills at that time, and they would write me, hey,
oh,
I saw you on TV.
Funny. Let's talk about that. Like, what kind of gig was that for you? I mean, when you got it, you must have felt great. I mean, you probably worked with people you grew up watching, and so that must have been a
Absolutely.
Thrill. Yeah.
It was everybody's, you know, growing up in the 80s, it was a dream to be a VJ. You think that it's like, oh, my God, they get to, you know, meet all the rock stars, they get to have all this fun, they go all over the place. That was it.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to New York, I mean, I was in my late 20s. And even then, I was probably too old for MTV.
Yeah.
But VH1, you know, that was my, I got the audition. And I was always kind of like a rock kind of music nerd. and they had me sit down. I remember the audition. They had me sit down in a room, and just there was a pile of music magazines like Rolling Stone and Spin and all these magazines. And they just had me leaf through it and just kind of riff on everything I saw.
Oh, wow.
And that was it. They were like, yeah, we love that. And then I got to the set when I got the gig and thought I could do that. And they're like, yeah, you don't want to make fun of Mariah Carey because, you know, they might... the record company might pull the videos, so we can't. They're like, ah, and that was like TV 101. You're going, oh, you guys are just a marketing arm of the
right
station. You know, it's just, oh, got it.
Did you?
So that was weird.
Did you get to meet any? Like, I remember Mark Goodman, Martha Quinn, Kurt Loder. Were any of those people around? Mm-hmm. Wasn't VH1 in the same building as MTV for a while?
It was all Viacom at that point and at the same headquarters, but we shot at a different studio.
Okay.
That was right around the time they started TRL, which kind of took off, and Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had just were building this studio above Times Square, and we had an old studio. It was like 59th and 11th. It was way off nowhere. I think now they shoot the Daily Show there.
Oh,
but
okay.
At the time, yeah. There was like us, you know, us doing the reads, and then RuPaul had a show, and boy, seeing him the first time, that was, or her, I don't know, but seeing them the first time is intimidating, because he's like 6'6",
on his own,
and then with the wig and the heels, it's like 7 foot of drag queen coming down the hallway, it's like, hi, how you doing? Like, whoa, I mean, it's just like, there you are. You're not going to miss that guy. But, yeah, it was a weird time. And the last meeting I went to, they were presenting their fall lineup, and they were so excited, VH1, about this new show, Behind the Music, that was coming out.
Oh, that was a great
series. Which really took off, and that kind of, like, put the network kind of back on the map. Because they were, like, MTV's older sibling, you know? It was just kind of more easier rock, and there was no, like, hip-hop on it. And,
My guest is Mike Siegel. He is a former VH1 VJ. We're talking about the death of music on MTV, at least in some markets, so to speak. And Mike, do you ever get people that would come up to you and say, what do you do while the video's on?
Yeah.
You just got to sit there and watch.
Yeah, we're not watching it live.
Right.
You know that, right? We take these, we throw to it, and then we go to the next read. It's just like, yeah, they didn't figure it out.
Like
it was I had friends that when I worked at HGTV, people would ask me about shows like House Hunters.
Yeah.
And I had friends who worked on that, and they really think like you sit there through the whole house buying process for months while they decide and close through escrow, and it's like, no.
Oh, that's it's so like they've funny.
And when I tell them, and not to blow the lid off it for anybody listening, they've already bought the house, folks. And, we got 3 days to shoot. You go, you find two comps, and the people pretend they're not walking through their own house and going, the closets are a little small. You know?
That is hilarious.
Really
that's like
we're gonna be
that's
there.
Like when I was a kid, and I used to think when I listened to WLS on the radio station, they were like pointing to a band, here's the Bay City Rollers, and the guy points and they start playing. Like I thought they were all in the studio, you know. Mike Siegel is here, folks. We're going to do a very quick break, and we'll come back and talk about our favorite videos. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me tonight. AJ from the 608 says, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, my heart says Oscar the Grouch. My head says Deborah from Everyone Loves Raymond." Never really watched it. Okay. But that's, what is her name? Doris something or other, right?
Not sure. Yeah. I just thought of a new one, though, actually.
All right. Lay it on me.
Terry Crews in Everybody Hates Chris.
He's a grouch. Tony the Trucker from the 608 says he all, I'm sorry, I missed his first Texas. Walter Matthau has played many grouches, but William Frawley as Fred Mertz wins my vote. I Love Lucy show. Wow. Nice, Tony. Awesome stuff. Mike Siegel is with us, folks. Former VH1 VJ, host of the Travel Tales podcast, and renowned TV host of many TV programs, and a very funny comedian. Mike, where are you headed tonight, Mike? Uh-oh, did we lose Mike? Oh, are you there?
Are we here?
Now we got you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I am headed to Venice for an event, really. So,
okay.
A Travel Tales event, actually.
Oh, very cool.
Kind of a meeting of travel folks. So I go to these every so often for kind of a, like a, you know, meet and greet and kind of get to know people.
Yeah.
I find a lot of guests there and stuff for the travel podcast, which I've been doing for 14 years now.
Wow.
But Pete, I just thought of a grouch. I just thought of a great grouch.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Danny DeVito in Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Louis De Palma.
Nardo.
<He's> He was basically up in that cage, which is basically Oscar's can. You know,
oh, yeah. That's hilarious. That's a great one. Mike, so let's talk about what were some of your favorite videos? Like, there's so many iconic videos. Which ones did you like when they came out, like in the 80s and early 90s?
I remember, when I first saw it, it was so early 80s. I went to a friend's house in a different town, And we didn't have cable in my town yet. So when we saw it, I just remember one of the first ones I saw was Don't Pay the Ferryman by Chris DeBerg.
Oh, wow.
I think Total Eclipse of the Heart. And it seemed like every other one was either Rod Stewart or Pat Benatar.
Right. That's great.
Those. But I did love, I just thought, you know, I wasn't a Duran Duran fan, but you got to hand it to them. It's like they saw the medium and they jumped on it. Like they knew it was like built for them. You know what I mean? We have a thing, and I've grown to like them more. I've seen them in concert a couple times, and they're great. They're great. And they have a lot more hits than you think.
Oh, absolutely. And they built on their kind of library, so to speak, like Ordinary World, and some of these later hits were just great. And their videos, like Rio was great. Hungry Like the Wolf was fun. I was kind of with you. I didn't love them when they first came out, but they're the real deal. I enjoyed that. I loved A-ha's video, Take On Me. Dire Straits, Peter Gabriel.
That So album, you know, Sledgehammer was like groundbreaking stuff. And all these great directors grew out of those things. You're basically making a 3-minute sizzle reel of your talent. You know, it was kind of perfect.
Yeah, great point. Did you like U2 videos? I loved With or Without You, even though it wasn't like as flashy as some of the videos. I just thought it was such a great song, and I love the images they put to it, you know?
Yeah, and I love the Where the Streets Have No Name when they're playing on a rooftop in downtown L.A.
Oh, yeah,
and it was
awesome.
Very Beatles-like, and they got shut down.
That was very so Beatles-like. Great. I forgot about that one, yeah.
Yeah, but it was so funny because I remember, like, we had to do a countdown every day on VH1. And, again, there was no rhyme or reason to it. They just picked 10 songs that were hot in the charts and the record companies wanted to push. And it was the same, I think, for 3 months. So I was there for 13 weeks, and I think I played the same, you know, dozen songs almost every day. It was crazy.
What a fun
gig.
And
there's only so many times you can throw to, and here's Hanson with mbop. Right. I must have said mbop 800 times and felt like an idiot each time going mbop.
You, this is interesting, Mike. You were actually a VJ? I played a VJ in a pilot shot at VH1. I don't know if you remember that, with Jim Gaffigan. You were dating a girl who worked at VH1 at the time and cast me. And so I got to be kind of a pretend VJ, but I got a behind the scenes look at just how hard you guys worked.
Yeah. It's brain surgery, Pete. It was brain surgery.
I'm sure it was a great gig. That's so great. What do you, you've always been a music guy. You always have been. You had mentioned a band I had never heard of. Are you actively on the lookout for new music, or do you just kind of find it in your circles? What's your music fandom at right now? Where are you?
You know what? I'm in my 50s now, so I'm seeing a lot of
what?
I'm also on that tour of seeing, like, you know, we got to see these guys before they die. Kind of thing. You know, I went and saw AC/DC. You know, just kind of bucket list thing, guys I've never seen.
Right.
And, you know, it's really just Angus Young and Brian Johnson and a few other guys that, you know, hired guns, basically.
Right.
So that's the whole band now. And it's just, I mean, it was good, but these guys are old, man. They're old.
There's like there's like one Pip left, and he's touring. It's just the Pip.
Right. I mean, at some point, you're a tribute act. You know what I mean? If there's nobody original in the band, I mean, come on.
Exactly.
But I do feel bad now that I just haven't been keeping up on new music. And I envy those guys that do, because it takes work and real effort. And they need the help. You know, there's no way to make money in music anymore other than touring. And, you know, touring and selling our merch. So it's really, really hard. It was always hard as a musician, but now to make money is brutal.
Absolutely.
It's really, really hard.
Hey,
so,
Mike,
and the concerts are so expensive.
Yeah, for sure. Can we keep you for a couple minutes past the news? I want to ask you what you're watching.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with Act Two. Mike Siegel is here, former VJ, host of the Travel Tales podcast and many other TV shows. We're going to break here for the news and intermission, and we will be back. Tim Sowers is here at 7:35. Let us know who your favorite grouch is. That's tonight's question. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a third world kind of thing.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Tennessee, officials have identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people who were killed Friday morning when a munitions plant exploded about 60 miles west of Nashville. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
We're moving forward. We're going to continue to move forward with the investigation. The investigation is full force. It's at a snail's pace.
A fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz saying there are plans to resume fighting against Hamas if necessary. And bodies are being returned to Israel from Gaza. Israeli forensic specialists working to identify them as 19 hostages' bodies remain unaccounted for. A federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. This is ABC.